As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Smells sweet, doesn't it? Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, August the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. We're going to have to scratch our noggin on those solutions. Wow, what a place we live in this morning. Anyway, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game to be a part of today's broadcast. Like always, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America. And around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters in at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast. You're welcome to use it, 866-841-1065. Gold this morning surges above the $1,700 line. Wow. Global stock markets plunge. Investors seek the safe havens. Yeah, it's all in the news this morning. Treasury yields decline. G7 damage control. Climate exchange shuttered. Yeah, we'll go back into the new world of Henry St. Simon, talk about the gospel of individualism and Baconian societies as well. In the second hour, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, gold trading up $37.42 at $1,700.82 an ounce. Silver up $1.17 at $39.49, nearing that $40 peg again. Platinum up $6 at $1,722 an ounce. Palladium off $10 at $7.32. Lots of activity in the marketplace in the metals this morning. The lows and the highs. In the gold spot market, $1,694 for a low, that ain't too low, $1,716.50 for a high. But at $1,700.82, your gold would be up $493.60 year to year for a 40.94%. Wow. Return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London, they had to do it. Set the price at $1,709.75. It's been trading above and below that all morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight, over the weekend, I should say, they claim to be holding 1,286.30 metric tons, unchanged from Friday, valued at these spot prices at about $68.6 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 61. They drug out all the jacks and the air hoses and pushed it up. Got it up 61, closing at 11,445. The NASDAQ closed down 24 at 2532. The S&P 500 closed down 69 at 1,199. Crude oil this morning in the red, off $4.01 at $82.87 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, August the 8th, live 2011, two-hour broadcast of Becoming Vocal Local. That's what we do here Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report, close this out for this morning again. Gold, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, was up 37.42 at 1782 on its way down. You can watch the charts today on Kitco. It's back down right now around 1693 or thereabouts, but it's still up $30.30. So we'll have to see where it goes today. London, be lots of activity all across the board yesterday or overnight, I would say. The Asian markets and the new European markets are all showing red ink. We'll see that probably contagion come into the U.S. markets as well today. Watch gold, keep your eyes on it, but also keep your eyes on the stock market. It's going to be volatile today. Anyway, at least that's my take on it as far as that goes. But again, gold up $37.42 at $1,700.82, breaking that technical resistance, 1700, scratching above there. Will it come back today? Perhaps. It'll depend on how many people are in the market, I guess. Silver up $1.17 at $39.49. Platinum up $6 at $17.22. Palladium off 10 at $7.32. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 61 at 11,445. That's going to come off today. The NASDAQ off 24 at 2532. The S&P 500 down 69, closing out at 1,199. Crude oil this morning off $4. That's that petrodollars going into the toilet. Off $4.01 at $82.87 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. delivered as they are at Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 15 basis points at 74.68. They got the air hose on the side of this one. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where this morning the Canadian loonie is off 65 basis points, just barely hanging on to a dollar at $1.01. The Mexican peso is hanging on for dear life to the 8-cent peg, losing 154 basis points this morning, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 12.1747 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets once again with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 79 basis points at $1.42. The British pound off 37 at $1.63. The Swiss franc, the only one in our little basket of currencies here, is that's up 58 basis points, still strong at $1.31 against the U.S. dollar in the foreign exchange marketplace. The bonds this morning, big story here. The 2-year, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, the Treasury's at 0.26, heading towards that 0.24, he says, questioning. The 10-year yield desperately low there at 2.48%, and the 30-year at 3.81%. Of course, that impacts your mortgage markets, where this morning we find the 15-year fixed rate mortgage on a national average moving down from 3.71% to 3.50, big move there. The 30-year moves down from 4.58 to 4.33, big move there as well. Your prime rate is locked in stone at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 43.03 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go into the news here. Gold topped 1,700 for the first time on U.S. rating, this off of Bloomberg. Tony Drebus and Madeline Pearson writing this one this morning at 4:52 a.m. Central Time. Gold climbed to more than $1,700 an ounce for the first time after the S&P cut the top U.S. credit rating. And that was dropped back from a AAA rating to a AA+, fueling a slump in equities and the dollar amid concern that the global economy is slowing. Right. Prices have surged 20% in 2011, gaining for an 11th year as the sovereign debt crisis and a faltering economy boost demand for the metal as a protection of wealth. So we're continuing this longest-running bull market in gold. John Paulson, who made $15 billion betting against subprime mortgages, is still the biggest investor in the largest exchange-traded fund backed by bullion. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., raised its price forecast in a report released today. Quote, in this current macro environment, with high risk and uncertainty surrounding the financial markets, gold has boded very well, said Bayram Dinser, an analyst at LGT Capital Management in Flaficon, Switzerland. Quote, I hope I got that one right. Quote, gold is pricing in the one-notch downgrade as well as a component of lower GDP growth. Well, anyway, it continues. Silver for immediate delivery rose 4.1% to $39.93 an ounce in London. The S&P cut the U.S. long-term rating level, blah, blah, blah. We already talked about it. Parking money, here's the story. There's just a pessimism or nervousness that's associated with economies and currencies of these major nations, said Gavin Wendt, the director at the Sydney-based Mine Life Party Limited, said by phone, quote, at a time when investors are nervous of currencies, they're nervous of equities, they're nervous of everything, the only place for them to park their money is gold. Well, they're finally catching up, folks. It's getting mainstream, but we've been talking about it for how many years? Let's go into this one. U.S. debt deal kills off for prospects of renewable power support. That's right, sustainable development. It's all about demand. If you wanted to reduce sustainable development down to one word and one word alone, you could reduce it down to the word demand. It's all about sustaining the demand for these environmental and developmental corporations or concerns. Products. If there's no demand, the products are going to suffer. And that's what's happening here. U.S. debt deal, again, kills off prospects of renewable power support. Jim Eftethew, Jr., change your name, buddy. Christopher Martin, writing this one for Bloomberg, U.S. government support for renewable energy. What's that? U.S. government support. And that's shoring it up. That's propping it up with what? dollars created out of nothing loaned into circulation at your expense. You pick up the tab there for the interest rate. But anyway, U.S. government support, that's sustainability, for renewable energy may plunge from record levels, setting back the use of wind and solar before they can compete on their own with oil, gas, and coal. Could they ever compete on their own with oil, gas, and coal if they weren't heavily subsidized with your money? Direct spending, tax breaks, and research funding push federal renewable energy subsidies, underline that, to $14.7 billion in 2010, according to Alan Beamon, the director of Energy Information Administration's Office of Electric, Coal, Nuclear, and Renewable Analysis. Project developers are lining up for subsidies. Now, free money. Their nose down in the trough there, piggies. Free money. GMO corn, right? Anyway, project developers are lining up for subsidies approved in the 2009 stimulus bill as incentives inspire, and the deficit reduction deal dims prospects for future backing of solar panels and Don Quixote's wind farms. Quote, the debt agreement, which is focused on cuts only and not revenue increases, makes it more likely that this infant sector gets strangled before it matures. Yeah, and set this one out and expose it to the weather. Well, that's that one. Here's this one. ICE, that's the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website. You can find it at theice.com. ICE to shutter Chicago Climate Futures Exchange first quarter of next year. Matthew Leising, writing for Bloomberg. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. plans to shut down its Chicago Climate Futures Exchange at the end of next year's first quarter. Sorry, Al. Your ice caps are not melting. You're full of it. We'll be back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc. TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So during the break, jumped up onto www.marketwatch.com for their interactive live stream here. We see the Dow Jones down 293 this morning at 11,151. The NASDAQ off 83 at 2449. The S&P 500 down 37 at 1,162. Just keep your eyes peeled on the Dow. It is plunging. It is going straight down, and it's going there in a hurry. The global Dow off 55 at 1,851. Gold at $1,700. Even at up 48 bucks, oil at 84.15 off 273. So just keep your eyes on it. As they say here, headline on Market Watch, stocks open sharply lower. U.S. stock indexes begin the day with significant losses, but quickly pair declines. Well, we haven't seen that pairing of declines yet. We'll come back to that Market Watch in a moment. Let's go back to our other article that we're talking about here with ICE to shutter. They're closing it down. The failure of the U.S. to pass the cap and trade legislation to help limit carbon emissions is part of the reason for the closure, they say. The Atlanta-based company said in a notice to members, Intercontinental Exchange, Inc. bought the parent company, Climate Exchange PLC, last year for about $581 million. How much of that money went into Barry the Usurper and Al Gore's pockets is to be determined, providing access to Europe's largest emissions trading market, the Chicago Climate Exchange, ended its cap-and-trade program for companies to make voluntary cuts in their greenhouse gas output. Last year, we reported on it, Intercontinental said it'll list the OTC contracts equivalents of all its climate futures contracts on its over-the-counter trading system. So much for climate change, right? Republican candidates who want to replace the usurper focus their attacks in Iowa. It's coming up now, John McCormick writing. For Bloomberg, Republican presidential campaign descends in full force on Iowa this week. Idiots out wandering around, some people say. Anyway, as the state prepares to host a straw poll that could start winnowing the field of candidates seeking to challenge the usurper in 2012. As a prelude to the August 13th straw poll, as many as 9 Republican candidates will participate in a nationally televised debate in Ames, Iowa, on August the 11th, 8-11-11. A popular stop for the White House contenders also will be this Iowa State Fair. Oh, God, they'll go to the petting zoo. That should be animal abuse. PETA ought to turn out for that one. A major event in the state that will hold the nation's first nomination contest earlier next year. Well, at least some of these guys will see their first cow up close and personal, perhaps. The straw poll's importance took a hit when former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, the forerunner in most surveys of the Republican-leaning voters, decided against actively competing in it. Still, the contest, which doubles as a fundraiser for the state Republican Party, is viewed as a potential springboard by several other candidates, including former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, Representatives Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, and Ron Paul of Texas. Well, it's important. It's an important piece in regard to momentum for candidates and how they can use that momentum for making the case they need to make the apparent American people and also for fundraising. Lots of words. We'll see how it all shakes down. The Saudis recall their ambassador to Syria as weekend death toll rises. Syria is on fire, folks. Wow. Zaid Zabah and Lisa Caruso, writing this one together collaboratively for Bloomberg. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, a U.S. ally in the Middle East, recalled the kingdom's ambassador to Syria today, saying the violence in that country is unacceptable. Shooting people on the street over there, folks. King Abdullah said Syria has two options, either wisdom or chaos. his written statement was read on Al Arabiya television. At least 100 anti-government protesters were killed in Syria yesterday, and hundreds of others arrested, including journalists and activists. Amar Kourabi of the National Organization for Human Rights in Syria said in a telephone interview, the killings took place in the eastern city of Deir al-Zour in Homs or something, province in central Syria, in the northern province of Idlib, Kourabi said. Wow, makes my job hard to have to read things like this. Syrian forces began the raids on August the 7th. Heavy gunfire was heard in the Al-Maidan area of Damascus. Al Jazeera reported citing unidentified activists. Well, lots of stuff going on over there. Little Timmy Geithner's in the news this morning. Geithner confident China will continue buying treasuries after downgrade. Well, just goes to show you there's a sucker born every minute. Chris Wellitz, or something like that, writing this one for Bloomberg, Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said he's not concerned China will stop purchases of treasuries after the U.S. credit rating was reduced one step by Standard & Poor's. They've been very strong, and I'm sure there'll be strong investors in the U.S. going forward, he said today. I'm very confident in that. Well, one of the shortest articles in history. That's the sum of the article. Let's go to this one. G7, that's the group of seven, seeks to calm investor fear. I tell you, opinion and cross currents of public opinion, they have a lot to do with confidence. After world stock sell-off, it's not just America, folks. This is global. That's what you get when you get into an interdependent, interoperable, and interconnected global community. One house falls, and they all fall with them. Toru Fujioka, writing this one for Bloomberg, group of seven nations sought to head off a collapse in investor confidence after the U.S. sovereign rating cut and a slump in Italian and Spanish debt. Now, not everybody looks at this downgrade with fear. Some of them look at it with mirth. You know, they don't like the source of the downgrade, the other ratings companies, Moody's, etc. They're not in it, but these guys are. G7 finance ministers and central banks pledged in a statement to, quote, take all necessary measures to support financial stability. Of course, once again, that's sustaining or sustainable developments, supporting, propping up, shoring up something that would otherwise fall on its own. So I'm sure the president's working group on financial markets will be very busy today. Continuing, pledged in a statement to take all the necessary measures to support financial stability and growth. Of course, we're not going to close down our borders. We're not going to reinstitute tariffs. We won't be taxing offshore investment. And so we're just going to continue to underwrite our insanity. Officials will inject liquidity. Wrong move. And act against disorderly currency moves as needed. They said after a call late yesterday, European time, G20, which includes emerging markets, issued a similar communique. They haven't quite got it yet. All right. Vicki Davis sent out a very interesting email this morning. We've got an unusual series of charts out there to be looked at. But basically what we have on one side is that we have a demand economy. And then we have a supply-side economy. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But stocks extended declines that have wiped $5.4 trillion off equity markets since July the 26th, driven investors to treasury and gold, and rattled consumer confidence, already hurt by European fiscal tightening, and elevated American unemployment. The European Central Bank signaled it'll buy Italian and Spanish bonds, and Japan warned it may intervene again to stem gains in the yen. Go on to the next one, S&P, seen yielding to the Tea Party in the U.S. Oh, come on, please. Anyway, this was written by Zeke Fox, or Zeke Foe, for Bloomberg. Standard & Poor's, the rating company that downgraded the debt of the United States to AA+ from AAA for the first time, now finds itself assailed by investors led by billionaire Warren Buffett. And we'll pick up Buffett's buffeting comments in a moment.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Ener food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed. Once again, S&P seen yielding to the Tea Party in the U.S. Standard & Poor's. Standard & Poor's, the rating company that downgraded the debt of the United States to AA+ from AAA for the first time, now finds itself assailed by investors, again led by billionaire Warren Buffett, for making a political decision that has more to do with Tea Party politics than the financial stability of the U.S. Well, that's one way to do it. Just go ahead and attack the messenger. S&P officials shrugging off a $2 trillion calculation error. Ah, what a couple of trillion bucks. Hand me the calculator. I'll do that one again. Blamed uncertainty in the policy-making process on August the 5th when they cut the assessment of the U.S. government's ability to pay its debt. Well, come on. A debt that's too big to be repaid will not be repaid, and just about any schoolboy can figure that one out. Dropping down the New York-based subsidiary of McGraw-Hill. We talked about that McGraw-Hill yesterday. On Friday, I had no idea that this S&P here was a subsidiary of McGraw-Hill, whose inflated grades of mortgage-backed investments paid for the by the banks that created the toxic debt were blamed by congressional investigators for fueling the financial crisis, rattled investors around the world, and provided fodder for President, well, Barry the Usurper's rivals in 2012 elections. U.S. equity futures fell, global stock markets tumbled, oil sank, and gold rallied to a record. I might want to just stop off at the nearest tavern and have a couple of cold ones. Bond inflation gauge strips the Bernank of last year's tools. You know, he's all out of tools in his toolbox. Been firing blanks for the last year. Daniel Kruger and Liza Capone McCormick. That's a gangster's writing for Bloomberg. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke had twin goals a year ago. Stop falling prices. What does that mean? Jack up the inflation, all right? And boost growth. Growth of what? I don't know. Stop falling prices. So he had a war going on with Walmart. And boost growth. Well, his remedies work so well on inflation that the bond market shows he may have limited options now that the economy is slowing again. Of course, you're not going to hear about that growth again in this article. Stopping falling prices. You know, he talked about that. Remember, we talked about it, shared the article right when he was coming out hot off the press. They wanted to get the American people ready to expect inflation. And they got it. A measure of traders' inflation expectations that the Fed uses to help determine monetary policy rose as high as 3.23% last week from 2.18% in August. The five-year forward break-even rate, which projects what the pace of price increases may be starting in 2016, rose to the highest level since December. I don't think we're going to have to wait until 2016 to see those higher prices. Just step out, as I did last evening, to the grocery, and you can see the prices rising for yourself right before your own eyes. Congress has agreed to $2.4 trillion of budget cuts during the next 10 years. Well, we'll have to wait and see about that. Fed policymakers painted themselves into a box, said Robert Tipp, the chief investment strategist for fixed income at Newark, New Jersey's based Prudential Investment Management. And that's true. They have painted themselves not into a box, but into the corner. And unfortunately, only a window remains for going out the window. Commodity currencies a refuge as intervention riles havens. Again, Liz Capo McCormick and Lucayana Mininandiyanda and Allison Bennett. I don't know who brought the dictionary in that trio. Anyway, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg, the currency havens are disappearing as Switzerland and Japan intervene in foreign exchange markets while U.S. and European debt loads undermine credit ratings. That's right. Put it in gold. There ain't no other place, baby. The biggest beneficiaries in the $4 trillion a day currency market may be Norway's krone. Norway back in the news again today. Maybe there's another reason why they had to slap Norway and Australia and New Zealand dollars, according to the Frankfurt Trust, which oversees about $23 billion, all have debt that is less than 48% of gross domestic product, compared with about 60% in the U.S., ooh, how about 100%, 77% in the U.K., and 79% in Germany. That Norway krone, maybe we need to pile into the krone, huh? The Swiss franc and Japanese yen, which had become favorites of traders skittish about holding dollars and euros, became perilous. That Swiss franc became perilous after the Swiss National Bank unexpectedly cut interest rates. Unexpectedly, it was all over the news headline. And Japan sold its currency. The yen weakened as much as 3.2% on August the 4th, according to Bloomberg's correlation weighted indexes, etc., etc. You want to stay away from the euro and the dollar because this is really an ugly pair. And there are alternatives, said Christoph Kind, the head of asset allocation in Frankfurt at Frankfurt Trust, in a telephone interview last week. Quote, I like currencies like the Australian and New Zealand dollar. Investing in currencies? Actually, I'm rather fond of the $1 note. It has all that symbology on the back, but you know, the five is rather natty as well. Maybe I should diversify my portfolio and pick up a few 20s and an extra 50 or two. Again, you want to stay away from the euro and the dollar, and I think that's the best place to leave that article. Well, London riots, Theresa May to meet police chiefs. Here's a little bit more. Home security, Theresa May. What is this, you know, Janet Napolitano? Home security, Theresa May. Got women in charge of all this. What's going on with all this stuff? Theresa May is meeting senior police officers following a second night of violence in London. Mrs. May returned from her holidays after more than 100 people were arrested, 35 officers injured. What, this is like a Syrian copycat thing going on. 35 officers injured in two nights of rioting and looting. A peaceful protest in Tottenham on Saturday over the fatal shooting by police of 29-year-old Mark Duggan was followed by violence that spread on Sunday night to Enfield, Waitham, Stowe, and Brixton. And Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg called the rioting opportunistic theft. Opportunistic theft. Ms. May, who had been in contact with other senior politicians and senior police officers while overseas, is meeting Acting Metropolitan Police Commissioner Tim Goodwin and other officers on Monday. Anyway, things are going down in London. Londoners have made clear that there are no excuses for violence, and I call on members of local communities to work constructively with the police to help them bring these criminals to justice. If you see something, say something. All these tattletale squads out there. Yeah, anyway, I guess that's it. We got lots more news we could cover, but I'm just about newsed out for a Monday morning. How about you? Got a letter in the mailbox from one of our listeners, Rob in Arizona. He sent this. He says this, on July the 20th, I found this door hanger on my property gate ready to blow down the road in the wind. I was on my way to the doctor, and after reading this over, decided to make a trip to the local big box hardware store for a lock. When I came home, I called to inform them of my aversion to the smart meter. After 40 minutes of my life was sucked from me on hold, the lady could not answer any question I had, and she had to have a supervisor call me back. Well, they actually did call me back. But unfortunately, he could not answer the questions I had regarding the smart meter either. I informed him of my non-consent of the installation of this new meter. He informed me that there was no opt-out plan. I retorted that I was not opting out, rather denying the installation of the meter. He said he put me on a suspension list and that the company had not yet debated what to do with people that don't want it and had not even talked about an opt-out plan within the company. Take note, there is no opt-out plan, no opt-in plan either. He said that the company will likely review other options sometimes next year, so I seem to have dodged this for now. Well, what did he get? Well, here it is. You get a little door hanger. On one side, it's in English. On the other side, it's in wetback. And it reads this way, scheduled meter exchange. To help us better serve your needs, we'll be exchanging your electric meter for a new automated smart meter. We plan to exchange your meter within the next 3 business days. Lots of lead time there, isn't it? In some instances, we also work on Saturday to complete scheduled exchanges. Smart meters offer many customer benefits, including your metadata will now be automatically sent to APS. That must be the Arizona Power System. Eliminating the need for a meter reader to visit your home each month. And there's a lot of truth in that, and that's a cost-saving thing. And if that's all it was, well, then who could be against that? Your rate can be changed the next day if you switch to a different one. To find out if you're on one of the best rates for your lifestyle, wow, the best rate for your lifestyle, log into apps.com and do a rate comparison. Your electric service can be connected or disconnected remotely. Isn't that nice? Which also benefits the environment by reducing greenhouse gas emissions from trips to the field. Your daily energy usage can be tracked online if your account is registered on apps.com, giving you information about how your home or your business uses electricity. Well, I can understand Rob's concern. We'll be right back with more than that.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is amazon.oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, back to our letter from Rob in Arizona, where he continues. He said, I went on asking questions about the meter, such as, what frequency does it transmit at? He didn't know. I asked him about the three-day notice left at my gate and why such a short notice, and he didn't know. I asked him why there was no mailing or mailings or inserts included with my bill, and he did not know. But did say that there was a public meeting about an hour away from me and asked if I'd gone to it. Well, of course not. I was not informed of the meeting by my company, by the company. He admitted to me that no mailings went to the customers and no notification was given regarding a public meeting in regards to smart meters. So I guess they could have held this meeting in the janitor closet, I suppose. Anyway, on the 31st, the day after I received the door hanger on my gate, sure enough, there was a power company pickup truck loaded with wiretapping devices. Needless to say, I have my old meter still. I live in a very rural area on 7 acres, and it seems that with some research, I've discovered that the rural areas are some of the first to get these wiretapping devices. Rural Council, I've included a couple of documents regarding this information. Take note on the Fox News story about 1 million meters being rolled out by 2012, yet there are 6.5 million people in this state, and they are hitting the most rural areas with no cell reception first. Of course, they're still going to charge a meter a read a fee. By Rob out of Arizona. Then he's got some more information here. We might come back to that in a moment. But there's just a whole gob and a bunch to this particular story. But do recall back, I think it was about 2005, thereabouts, I was living out on a little 40-acre parcel. And one night, I'd been in, been away from the farm most all of the day. I came back just after dark, and I noticed a little red glow in my yard. I thought, what on earth is that? It's over there near the power pole. What is that red glow? You know, you live on a farm long enough, and you pretty well have every little dot and tittle memorized. Anyway, I saw this red glow. So I went over to look at the red glow, and sure enough, my meter had been swapped out. the old analog type rolling digits went away, and they brought out a new meter and stuck it there with a little red glow. So I went on in the house, took care of business, got up the next morning, got on the telephone, called the power company, asked them, what's with the new meter? I told me it was a turtle meter, a turtle meter. And that little red glow there was a way that they could do, like they say, broadband over power. They can tell the electric company what my meter readings are all the time. And so we went all through this and went over all the parts and pieces. And sure enough, this technology has been around for a long time. They didn't call them smart meters then. They called them turtle meters. But today everybody knows them as smart meters. Well, there's more than that. What is a smart meter? A smart meter is a meter that provides two-way communication of information on energy use between your home and APS. Arizona, must be Arizona Power. Nobody says told us what APS is yet. I'm just assuming it's Arizona Power Supply or something like that. Smart meters can be read and programmed remotely without sending a service person to your home. That's not good news. Here's a little bit more. This is out of our local rural Missouri in the August edition. You can find this up on the internet, I believe, at, what is it? It's here someplace. They've buried it again. Here we go. If you want to look at it yourself, you can find it. It's at www.ruralmissouri.coop, ruralmissouri.coop. But they have a big full-page ad here, and these guys get a lot of full-page ads here. By spending a few minutes, I'm saving a lot, it says. Yeah, every few minutes, that's all the time. A few minutes is all the time it takes to change my home's air filter every month and save $82 a year. Now, how do they come to that number? I don't know, huh? Not bad for a few minutes of work, huh? What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com. Togetherwesave.com. Well, you know, together we can. No one can do it all alone, but together we can, right? Broadband for all. This is an article by Barry Hart, okay? Missouri Co-op here, rural Missourian. From my home just west of Jefferson City, I can connect the world through high-speed internet services available to me and my neighbors. I can search for the latest news on electric cooperatives, stay in touch with friends on Facebook, and find out how the Cardinals and Royals did last night or stream movies, or other entertainment on my laptop. Just a few miles from my home, however, none of this is possible. That's because of the huge digital divide that exists between rural people and their urban counterparts. And this situation is emerging as one of the key problems for rural people. Well, actually, it's not a key problem for rural people. It's a key problem for the globalist. All right. Recently, a rural Missouri staff member held a conversation with a businesswoman from the Ozarks whose business was struggling due to a lack of internet service of any kind. Hosting an online store was not a possibility for her. In fact, she had to drive to the nearest town just to check email. Well, and say yes, that might be the case for someone in the country. But on the other hand, people that live in the city have to drive to the country to get raw milk. Well, that's six of one, half a dozen of the other, tit for tat. I've talked to farmers and other members who own small businesses who know high-speed internet service could make a huge difference to the success of their business. In many parts of Missouri, rural telecom companies have done an excellent job of bringing high-speed internet service to the countryside. Well, anyway, I'll just stop on that article. The purpose of that article, of course, is to let you know that they've got to expand internet the same way that they expanded electricity. Well, maybe I'll give you a little bit more. Like electricity, access to high-speed internet service in this digital age is a necessity, not a luxury. Rural people cannot continue to be second-class citizens of the online community if they hope to prosper. Well, let me tell you something about prosperity. Once you hook up to high-speed internet, as I have, you're going to watch as your what used to be a phone bill of about $20 to $25 immediately jumps up nearing the $100 mark. So now you add your high-speed internet together with your telephone, together with your electricity bill, and you become a ward of the state. While electric cooperatives must remain focused on their core business of providing electricity, they will do their best to be active participants in this effort to wire the countryside in a new way. Interoperable, interconnected. Here's another one. No strings attached. Free money. Assistance is available for no-cost weatherization. Not low-cost, folks. No cost. Making ends meet these days is a difficult proposition for a lot of folks. The price of just about everything is on the rise, from food to fuel. There's just too much month at the end of the money, the writer says. In such times, no one would literally throw their hard-earned cash out the window. Yet for those living in energy-inefficient housing, the dollars slip right through the poorly insulated walls and on and on and on it goes. All right? We hear all the time about people in blighted houses getting thrown out of their houses. Well, here, let's go over here and look at this one. This is off the Barry County Advertiser, Wednesday, August the 3rd, Volume 44, Number 42, out of Cassville. City of Wheaton adopts a dangerous buildings ordinance. Small town America, folks. It could be happening right where you are, too. Rachel Freeman writing this one for the Advertiser. The city of Wheaton, small town, folks, very small town. The city of Wheaton recently adopted an ordinance that Mayor David Harris, probably got seven votes for David there, hopes will make the community more attractive. In July, their meeting, the city council adopted an ordinance that addresses the proper procedures in handling buildings or structures that may endanger the safety or the welfare of the residents or the general public. Of course, most of those buildings have been there for 100 years. Anyway, we plan on addressing this issue in a strict manner, stated the Wheaton city clerk, Marianne Witt. We want people to visit or drive through Wheaton and decide they'd like to live here or build here. No jobs in Wheaton. I don't know why people want to live there, and there's nothing there to see, so why bother visiting? But nevertheless, they would like to do this. And we want the buildings in this town to be as safe as well as add to the beautification of the city. Of course, we understand that the people that are willing to exchange their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their liberty nor their security, and so unfortunately, Wheaton is going into the toilet quick on ordinances. The ordinance applies to all currently dangerous structures as well as those to come. The ordinance states that dangerous buildings are those that are so dilapidated, decayed, unsafe, unsanitary, or that so utterly fail to provide the amenities essential to decent living that they're unfit for human habitation. Well, I tell you, people in the Ozarks live in a little bit different way than they do in Kansas City, Dorothy. Things are a little different around here. A man might build his house one stick at a time. Anyway, there's more to the story, but I'll let you go on that one. Unpaid fees cause concern for Cassville. That's an interesting article. Following the July 25th City Council special meeting, which considered a cost analysis of the water and sewer rates, and boy, are they going to jack them up. City and water or sewer rates. City officials admitted a shortage of some $145,106 more in expenses than water and sewage collections brought in. It's small town America. We'll report on that right after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moon Day, August the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, just a few headlines and highlights out of a bunch of news off of the Bloomberg website and elsewhere. Now we're into a little bit of local news, but I can assure you that whatever's happening in small-town America is happening in small-town America where you live. That's because this is not individual action. This is global action. We are implementing Agenda 21 in a very rapid hurry. All right? Anyway, so let's continue with this little article where I started out here. Unpaid fees causing concern for Cassville. Cassville, a town about 5 miles distant from me. All right. Again, they're coming up with shortages here. Why? Well, because people aren't paying their water and sewer bills. All right, putting them off. Water, sewer, and garbage, oftentimes all in the same bill. And people are feeling pinched. They don't have the money. They've already been talked about in other articles the last couple of weeks of the declining sales tax revenue. You go to town, looks like a ghost town. And, you know, a couple of stray dogs walking around and an empty McDonald's bag blowing across the street. About all you see in town. But anyway, they're going to jack things up a little bit more. That's right. When people are out of money, raise the rates. That's what they're going to do. During the meeting, city officials speculated it would probably double the present rates charged to bring the system up to par on the aging water system and sewer system and needs to meet the federal requirements of the EPA. See, every time you reach your hands out for those unearned grants and aid, we haven't talked about that yet. Well, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources awarded Berry County Public Water Supply Number 2 in Shell Mob $564,000 in grants and loans to replace the district's distribution system and storage tank. The department awarded the district a $282,000 grant and a $282,000 low-interest loan. All right? Every time you reach your hand out for those unearned grants and aid, shackles of control inevitably are clamped on. That's what's happening here. After they took the money, bit the bullet, now they're going to have to turn around to meet the federal requirements of the EPA and double the rates for water and sewer. During Monday's meeting, the council discussed the hardship of unpaid water fees. Now, they're not talking about the hardship of the people. No, it's the hardship of the municipality. With economic times the way they are, more and more people are not paying their bills right now. The city of Cassville has an estimated of $16,000 of unpaid water and sewer bills, stated city administrator Eugene Dilbeck. What a Dilbeck this guy is. Anyway, with sales tax revenue steadily decreasing and unpaid bills, the city council is considering amending the municipal code pertaining to water to the utilities. The proposed charge or changes would shorten the period of time between an account being delinquent and water being shut off. It would increase new account deposits. It would increase the penalty for delinquent accounts, and users would have to reestablish their accounts if they have become delinquent and their water has been shut off. And it just continues. Small town America. No strings attached again. Assistance. Yeah, no strings attached. Assistance. Making ends meet these days is a difficult proposition for a lot of folks. This, again, out of the rural Missouri and the co-op. The price of just about everything is on the rise, from food to fuel. There's just too much month at the end of the money. That's what it is, okay? In cooperation with local weatherization agencies, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources Weatherization Assistance Program is offering no-cost weatherization to Missouri residents. Okay, free money, including electric cooperative members who might not otherwise be able to afford the upfront costs or expenses of making their homes more energy efficient. Which really found me interesting, or what I found really interesting about this article, however, was these various companies that have split up. all of Missouri into regions, all right, to be able to facilitate and oversee this process. There's the Central Missouri Community Action, Community Services of Northwest Missouri, Delta Area Economic Opportunity Corporation, the East Missouri Action Agency, and a long list of others. Well, that's it. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and just closing out on this very electric cooperative in the small town news. There's an app for that, they say here. Carrie Mattingly writing this one. The Together We Save program has a new tool to access for energy efficiency information. I mean, never in my life have I ever heard of this kind of nonsense before, but boy, they're really drilling it home. The informational website has been up and running for more than 2 years already. This website has led to the development of the Together We Save Tip of the Day app. I know you're just waiting for that. You want to add that app, but you can. Together we can, right? The Together We Save program stresses making simple changes and improvements that can save money and improve efficiency in our homes and businesses. You see how it's become a new religion? The environment, the new religion, the new agers, right? All the tips on the app are very easy to follow, and they're based off low-cost or no-cost options. The app becomes available in June of this year and is available in all platforms, Droid, BlackBerry, and Apple. And best of all, it's free. So you can got your BlackBerry in your pocket. You can get moment-by-moment updates on what you can do to save energy. Well, apps is a little bit different over here. Apps, we finally have another piece of mail, an insert, in this article by Rob in Arizona. Yeah, that's right. Here it is, Phoenix, by it's the Arizona Public Services Company, apps, APS. Anyway, they hope to have about 1 million smart meters online in its electric service area. APS Vice President and Chief Customer Officer Tammy McLeod said that they should cover most of the state's metropolitan areas. And as we can see from Rob's situation out here in the country, they're going after the rural homes with a vengeance. So that's that. Here's one more. This one from Vicky. This Vicky Davis, channelingreality.com. This morning on C-SPAN, you know, Vicky's been a long time C-SPAN junkie. We all ought to contribute something to me. Maybe we could get her some assistance on that problem. Anyway, she's been a C-SPAN junkie forever, and we're proud of it. We're the beneficiaries. She watches. We don't have to. This morning on C-SPAN, Washington Journal, one of the guests was Jason Matera, editor of the Human Events. Matera is young and brainless, Vicky writes. He simply regurgitates the Koch brothers' Club for Growth line of propaganda, probably because he was such an obvious propaganda parent. He drew a few colors who, with crystal clarity, defined the problem. Here it is. We have a demand-side problem that they are trying to fix with a supply-side solution. Very good, Vicky. And that's absolutely correct. We have a demand-side problem that they're trying to fix with a supply-side solution, she goes on. Because the international trade agreements are never on the table for discussion, the only issue ever discussed is taxes, more or less for the government, right? They never talk about reinstituting our tariffs and excises, shutting down this samarage, all this cheap Chinese plastic crap flowing into the country. Of course, that's where the jobs are, folks. Well, they don't see it that way. We have a demand problem because people don't have jobs. Now, you can't have sustainable development if people don't have jobs because they can't afford to buy a BlackBerry so that they can have their Together We Can Save app, right? All right, let's continue. They can't afford to buy broadband even if the wire was in the ground. Why? It's because we have a jobs problem. But again, we have a demand side problem they're trying to fix with a supply side solution. Why don't they have jobs? Because of massive imports. Imports don't provide an adequate job base, neither in number of jobs nor quality of jobs. And lowering the price of goods by increasing supply will only further decrease the jobs base and exacerbate the demand problem. How correct, Vicky. And the same is true for services, which is the import of workers on visas. Importing cheap labor might lower prices, but it also puts Americans out of work. On C-SPAN right now and all this week, C-SPAN will have guests on to discuss job training. Of course, that's workforce development. If you want to find out about that, go up on Vicky's website. Check it out, www.channelingreality.com. This is another supply-side solution for joblessness. Training is only useful if there's a job to be filled. There aren't jobs to be filled because of the international trade agreements and massive imports. Once again, we have a demand-side problem that they're trying to fix with a supply-side solution. Our economic policies were designed to create an integrated global economy at the expense of the American people. National suicide destroying the middle class. It's by design that our economy is collapsing to lower the standard of living of Americans to the global average. All attempts to restart the economy won't be successful until they reverse course on the socialist redistribution of wealth designed into the international trade agreements. And Vicky, you should have been at the G7 meeting and put that one into Benjamin Shalom Bernanke's ear. Of course, you know, he's pretty well versed on all this stuff. The globalists have been after it for a very, very long time. Lots of different ways of looking at this. The unknown Nixon, well, I'll come back to that in a moment. Let's go over here. The gospel of individualism. What's this all about? The gospel of individualism. This is a book by The American Idea of Missions by Edward McNall Burns. We read his huge history book on air, lots of it. And now we're going to carry on a little bit more. This is after chapter 6 of his book. This was published when? Back in the early times. What was it? Let's see if I can get that date. 1957. All right. He writes this: probably no political and social ideal is more characteristic of the American culture pattern than individualism. Of course, we've moved away from individualism. Now we're all a collective, right? It's the global collective. The nation had its birth during a period when the whole Western world was attempting to throw off the restraints imposed by a paternalistic state, the medieval guilds and the mercantilist economy. The individual was exalted as never before. Government was considered a necessary evil, and the less of it, the better. The new economics of the physiocrats and Adam Smith posited the existence of natural laws as worse than useless. With an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, and it rages today, if each individual were allowed to pursue his self-interest, it was claimed the world would be guided as by an invisible hand. If you haven't ever read Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, I would recommend that you do so. But again, the world would be guided as, quote, by an invisible hand. That goes back to Adam Smith and others. To maximum prosperity and happiness. This is your happiness principle, the pursuit of happiness, reflections on the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson, the dominant philosophy of the time stemmed from the Enlightenment. It's the age of reason, baby, which had as its cardinal purpose the liberation of the individual from reliance upon authority. In other words, self-reliance. All right? We're not sucking off of Uncle Suck's big teats. Continuing, the dominant philosophy again of the time stemmed from the Enlightenment, which had as its cardinal purpose the liberation of the individual from reliance upon authority, from dogmas, and from superstition. Of course, we've shared all of this a bit from Gary Kaw in his The New World Religion book. Yeah. The most popular political theory was that of Locke. That would be John Locke. We've shared with his second treatise right on air here, which also conceived of man as originally a self-sufficing creature. Now, there's your self-sufficiency, you see. Living according to the law of nature and enforcing his own rights under that law. When the inconveniences of the latter function became too burdensome, he as an individual entered into a compact with other individuals to establish a government and to vest it with certain powers. And now we're right back up on top of the Declaration of Independence. Governments being instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So once again, from this Gospel of Individualism, Edward McNall Burns, Chapter 6, here, we're looking at this, where it says, but the, well, let's just repeat it, when the inconveniences of the latter function became too burdensome, he as an individual entered into a compact with other individuals to establish a government and to vest it with certain powers. So all that laissez-faire stuff works really good, and we want to strive for that. Self-reliance is definitely the key. But we have to realize that, you know, we're not going to be able to create a new diaphragm for the carburetor on our steel chainsaw by ourselves. And we didn't create that chainsaw. And none of us are able to go out to the shop and whip one out, you know, when you need one. You know, most people today wouldn't even know how to sharpen a crosscut saw if they had one. But anyway, this is the idea that's being advanced here, is that when the inconveniences of this self-sufficing, self-reliance system goes in, then when it becomes too burdensome, then he, as an individual, enters into a compact with other individuals. And, of course, the Constitution is a compact. It's a trust, all right? But the authority delegated was limited. Strictly to maintenance and enforcement of the laws of nature. With that one exception, the individual was as sovereign as he had been before. Those sovereign Americans, well, Dorothy, it's been a while, but that was the original intent of the founders. Of course, from rugged individualism, we go into collectivism in Agenda 21, Chapter 7, at 728. It reads on this wise, all right, and this is this Chapter 7, Promoting Sustainable Human Settlement Development. All right? Pilgrims, remember this. The objective is to provide for the land requirements of human settlement development. That would be like in the Jordan, West Bank. Through environmentally sound physical planning and land use, so as to ensure access to land to all households and, where appropriate, the encouragement of communally and collectively owned and managed land. Particular attention should be paid to the needs of women and indigenous people for economic and cultural reasons. I mean, does it get any more plain than that? This is the global agenda for the 21st century. The encouragement of communally and collectively owned land. Welcome to kibbutzism, 21st century. Anyway, if you're worried about those jobs, well, how about this, all right? Adopt standards and other regulatory measures. This is Chapter 7.69 in Agenda 21. Adopt standards and other regulatory measures which promote the increased use of energy-efficient designs and technologies. Well, just put that little Together We Can app in your BlackBerry. And sustainable utilization of natural resources in an economically and environmentally appropriate way. Formulate appropriate land use policies. You know, we can't have all those farmers living in the Missouri River Valley. We need to move them up out and away. We can't have their property being flooded all the time. Let's go ahead and blow out this dike here. Just blow this levee out here. Yeah, we'll rebuild it to elevation 51, but it really needed to be at 61 to keep it from flooding in the future. And because the insurance companies like Travelers and AIG insist that they want to reduce repetitive loss claims, we'll just have to invite George Soros to buy out all the watersheds so that these people don't have their properties flooded again. Yeah, it's like that. Formulate appropriate land use policies and introduce planning regulations. Wow. Is that happening in a town near you? How about Wheaton, Missouri, where they're going to set up these new land use policies and planning regulations, especially aimed at the production of eco-sensitive zones and against physical disruption by construction and construction-related activities. We need to bulldoze down Gaza. Or Wheaton, or a town near you. Promote, now listen to this, promote the use of labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies. There's all those shovel-ready green jobs. Lots of shovels. Yo-ho, heave-ho. Building the Giza Pyramid, one shovelful at a time. Once again, promote the use of labor-intensive construction. Forget about Caterpillar. Let's give everybody a shovel and a wheelbarrow. Lots of jobs. Promote the use of labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies. Maintenance technologies? Are you talking about Don Quixote's windmills here? Let's all go out and paint those 350,000 towers every 3 years as they bake in the sun or get assaulted by the salt water and the offshore wind turbines, which generate employment in the construction sector for the underemployed labor force found in most large cities. Well, forget about it, you know. You might see your wife, oh, once every year for a conjugal visit, but husbands will go one way and daughters will go another way and sons will go another way to youth camps and workforce retrainment centers, and your wife will work in another city. After all, we need to promote the use of labor-intensive construction and maintenance technologies for the underemployed labor force in most large cities, while at the same time promoting the development of skills in the construction sector. Well, that worked pretty well for the Mexicans flooding across the southern border. They are most of the roofers and drywallers these days. Develop policies and practices to reach the informal sector and the self-help housing builders. Self-help housing builders. Wow. By adopting measures to increase the affordability of building materials on the part of urban and rural poor through, inter alia, credit schemes and bulk procurement of building materials for sale to small-scale builders and communities. Well, that's pretty interesting. And then they want to promote the extension of information, which they did as well. So with all of that, let's go to this. Talk a little bit about NATO. After all, we're seeing NATO today bombing the snake's knot out of Libya, destroying their infrastructure, just as we visited upon Iraq and Afghanistan. But it was Winston Churchill who first warned of the Iron Curtain in a speech at Fulton, Missouri, in 1946. That's right, Missouri, the bellwether state, show-me state. What is not well remembered, however, is the solution he advocated, a fraternal association of the English-speaking peoples. You know, this is Atlantia. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, formally established in 1949, has always been explained to Americans as an anti-communist alliance. But the CFR's definition, of the Council on Foreign Relations definition, is far less narrow. It regards all regional organizations as building blocks of world government. So we're going to create some more building blocks in the Near East and in the Mediterranean Basin. It regards all regional organizations as building blocks, stepping stones. This frame of reference was expressed in the Foreign Affairs as early as 1926 when Edouard Manet wrote this. Locarno, again, you can visit with Vicki Davis' website, channelingreality.com, find out all about Locarno, a European collective security agreement, that's your collectivism, you know, 21, represents an attempt to arrive at the same age by stages, and we call that gradualism, by treaties and local regional pacts. I shared with you some of those local regional pacts for weatherization this morning, long list, which are permeated with the spirit of the Geneva Protocol. These to be constantly supplemented until at last, within the framework of the League of Nations, they are absorbed by one great world convention, guaranteeing world security and peace by the enforcing of the rule of law in interstate life. That would be interstate commerce, probably. And then it continues, for NATO then, as the Marshall Plan, anti-communism was apparently just a selling point. The original plan called for Western Europe to consolidate her forces into one army. I'm reading from The Shadows of Power by James Perloff here. And we'll continue that reading right after this.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back into this little bit from The Shadows of Power by James Perloff, the Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline here. We read this. For NATO, then, as the Marshall Plan, anti-communism was apparently just a selling point. No propaganda, right? The original plan called for Western Europe to consolidate her forces into one army. But this was rejected by the nations themselves. An alliance such as NATO was as far as they'd go. The pressure for European unity, however, has never ceased. And, of course, we know the European Union now exists through such association as the Common Market, established in 1957, and the European Parliament, which held its first popular elections in 1979. Europe has been increasingly collective global unit. Yeah, Chapter 7, United Nations. Agenda 21. NATO, of course, is not unique. Again, it continues in the Foreign Affairs article, the World in the Order in the 60s. Robert Ducey explained it this way, or Ducky. Pending the formation of such wider and more responsible political units, encouragement should be given to regional organizations. Regional organizations. We're going to find out more about regional organizations studying Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon. Positivism. Of the type recognized by the UN Charter. Understand that, UN Charter, okay? And they should be strengthened so as to make them able to keep peace in their respective areas. Peace, peace, and there'll be no peace. NATO in the North Atlantic and the Council of Europe in the European regions, OAS in the Americas, OAU in Africa, and CETO in Southeast Asia. Well, it just continues. We could go into the fall of China, but let's conclude this way. For decades, the CFR pushed this ascending approach to world government, with foreign affairs covering such carrying such titles as toward European unity, beginnings in agriculture, brother, USDA, right. Toward unity in Africa, you see that happening today, toward a Caribbean federation, a Caribbean federation, and so on. Within the North Atlantic context, both the Marshall Plan and NATO may be understood as facets of the attempt to use the threat of Soviet communism to push America and Europe into a binding alliance. Use a threat of communism, Soviet communism, as a halfway house on the road to world order. The Marshall Plan created the economic footing for this alliance, while NATO represented the military component. And then we go on to talk about the Atlantic Commonwealth, the globalists whimsically dubbed Atlantica. We live in it, Atlantica. Wow. An organization called the Atlantic Union Committee, dominated by CFR members, was formed to promote this concept. It did so diligently during the 50s and 60s, and through the lobbying efforts of it and its successor, the Atlantic Council, several resolutions were actually brought forth before Congress that would have authorized a convention to lay the foundations of an Atlantic Union. These, however, were consistently rejected by the elected representatives of the American people while we still had some semblance of representation left. Well, there's more to that as well. But before we go there, let's go into curriculum. Curriculum. All right. The World Core Curriculum sets forth the principles that are to govern all of the planet's education programs. You think this is a local issue? Yes, again. Anyway, continuing, the changes recommended in the WCC reflect the heart and soul of today's education reform movement and have earned Robert Mueller, we've talked about him before, the title, the father of global education. The father of global education. Think it was Bush and Bush too? No. Clinton? No. Robert Mueller, United Nations. The UN, which fully endorses this plan, recognizes it as their position paper on the future course of education worldwide, both private and homeschoolers included. But amazingly, many teachers and administrators remain unaware of the fact that this important document even exists, let alone that it helped inspire the highly publicized Goals 2000 campaign. Goals 2000. Bush was really into that, you know. The education reform program, currently known as Goals 2000, was originally introduced under the name of America 2000 by Lamar Alexander, Department of Education Secretary during the Bush administration. The Clinton administration, after modifying the program slightly, renamed it Goals 2000. It is important to understand that the World Core Curriculum is not some obscure document. The UN hopes to have the goals of the curriculum fully in place within the next few years, the time for our entrance into global government. To demonstrate its support for this program, the UN honored the curriculum's author, Robert Mueller, with a special Peace Prize for Education in 1989. And then it goes on and it discusses the intricacies of this system. But one of the things they talk about is lifelong learning. Lifelong learning, that's right. We're just going to continue to be students forever, right? And we've got to, because it's all about changing our society like we change our socks. Forget about customs, tongues, tribe, creed, and tradition. That's out the window. That's the old school, baby. We're in the New World Order now. But going back to Henry St. Simon, out of The New World of Henry St. Simon by Frank E. Manuel, the Baconian Society, Bacon. The domestic policies advocated, this is chapter 15 in the book, page 180, the domestic policies advocated by St. Simon in theory were a logical counterpart of their foreign policy, the Council on Foreign Relations. Liberal, constitutional, mercantile England had become the beau ideal. Since there was no formal party organization, wow, that would have been a blessing, wouldn't it? Since there was no formal party organization, you thought parties existed forever? No, yes again. To which they could adhere in the amorphous political situation of the First Restoration, they became members of the anti-clerical, anti-feudal, liberal group whose leaders were Jean-Baptiste Say, Benjamin Constant, Charles Comte, and Charles Zenor. I've shared this with you before. Okay. I'm going to drop down a little bit here, however, and continue. St. Simon tended to phrase his ideas in an uncompromising manner, and his style was more flamboyant than that of cautious directors of the censor, but he was tolerated in their circle. And this important journal not only reviewed his tracts, but opened its pages to the announcements of the numerous political schemes he devised in rapid succession. Continuing, St. Simon hoped to consolidate a political party around the core of national property owners whose titles were threatened, again, by the emigres aiming to reverse the whole revolutionary land settlement. Let's jump ahead. On May the 18th of 1815, less than 2 weeks before the festivities of Le Champ de Mai, at which the French people's approval of the new Napoleonic constitutional regime embodied in Acte Traditionnel was to be proclaimed, St. Simon in theory published a brochure entitled The Opinion. I can't read it, it's French. They took seriously the plebiscite which was being conducted, espoused the thesis that in this period of virtual interregnum, the people had the right to lay down the constitutional principles for the government, not only in domestic, but in international affairs. And there's more to that, and it just goes on and on and on, okay? The idea here being that they were creating this whole new understanding, this whole new world order. He was successfully making his way into the society of liberal industrialists and bankers, some of whom he had known under the directorate in the consulate. Jacques Lafitte, who had started out as an employee in a bank, with which St. Simon had done business during the Revolution, had become a financial power in his own right. Jacques Lafitte. In the last years of the Empire, the great merchant manufacturers of France had been grouped into official bodies, the Napoleonic Consultative Councils of Industry and Commerce. Industry and commerce, that's important. And in official organizations such as the Society de Encouragement for National Industries, I guess you would say it in French, in English. They had course. I'm having to really struggle to do these on-the-fly translations from lengthy French phraseology. They had sponsored inventions, new techniques of scientific agriculture, the introduction of machinery, and along with the new technology, projects of educational reform. All right, so now we're right back on top of these core 2000. Virtually the same names appear on the records of all philanthropic societies and agencies for the diffusion of the new industrial outlook. All right, and then he goes on to list some of the names. But we'll see the very same thing if you look at the Council on Foreign Relations and you look at all the interlocking directorates and boards that are created by that. Follow up on René Wormser, the foundations, their power, and their influence. Really good book to read. But there are even indications that during the 100 days, Napoleon himself was moving toward the creation of a new governmental system in which bankers, manufacturers, industrialists, and scientists would sit in councils of state as representatives of their occupations and professions. And so you can see the kernel here for the Council on Foreign Relations and later the United Nations. Though it is doubtful whether St. Simon's plan had any direct influence on these projects, which Carnot espoused in imperial circles, he sensed an affinity between the Napoleonic hierarchic conceptions and his own. In the early years of the Restoration, Saint-Simon assured his salon audiences that the emperor had been a propagator of his ideas. And then it continues. As always, England was the prototype. St. Simon, who had long before independently arrived at the idea that the educational system was the key to the general character of a civilization, took a personal interest in the experimental school which the society was operating in Popincourt, visited the establishment, made a survey, and in 1816 submitted a report, and it goes too long for me in French to say. But anyway, we'll come back to that, close out on education, St. Simon, and the New World Order.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so closing out on this particular section from the Baconian Society, Henry St. Simon, being reported on here, read by Frank Emanuel, The New World of Henry St. Simon. This is a Notre Dame Press book published in 1963. I'd recommend that you could find one any place any use. You could just add it to your library. Sit down and read it. You'll find it very revealing. Back again to the text, he says he found the attendance record bad, this is St. Simon, and the teachers harassed by the contradictory instructions of 8 different committee members. The educational experiment would not succeed, he predicted, because they had selected an area where the children were the most bedraggled and the worst reared in Paris. You know, this idea of compulsory education, you know, coming on now at this time period. St. Simon had not yet become the defender of the lowest classes in the society. He suggested that instead of working class children, the society first sponsored the education of the middle classes and the artisans. Of course, this is not Groton or Seton Hall, Seton University. This is a different program going on. But again, to sponsor the education of the middle classes and the artisans, because this was the social stratum most amenable to enlightenment. So the focus has always been on these, you know, Warden June Cleaver, Ozzie and Harriet, you know, schools, subdivisions and things like that. Of the basic soundness of the Bell and Lancaster system, he was convinced if reading and writing could be taught in 18 months, the general educational level of Frenchmen would be raised and the productive potentialities of the nation would be enormously increased. See, reading and writing in 18 months. How come it takes 12 years? And even when they graduate today, you know, you can throw in 13 years, you pick up kindergarten, throw in 16 years if you figure up preschool. And after all those years, they somehow or another graduate out. If they do graduate, a lot of young people today just drop out. But if they do graduate, are they capable of reading and writing? If they do, they don't seem to demonstrate it too often. But anyway, if reading and writing could be taught in 18 months, wow, the educational level of Frenchmen would be raised. State control, I should jump down a little bit. With the Second Revolution, the emigres swarmed into France, resolved to resurrect pre-revolutionary society. State control was once again to be concentrated in the royal family, their noble administrators, and the church. This ongoing revolution is the permanent revolution between the plebes and the royal families, their noble administrators, and the church. But the great industrialists and bankers of France, who had acquired a consciousness of their power during the past quarter of a century, no longer were content to occupy a secondary status in the realm. See, this was the rise of the industrialists and the bankers to power, and the doing away with the royal families, the noble administrators, and the church. This is part of the great struggle that continues today. On a little bit further here, bankers like Casimir Perrier, de la Serre, Lafitte, industrialists like Turneau and Richard Lenoir, wow, were proud of their executive capacities, of their productive and creative role in society, and they refused to humble themselves before an emigre aristocracy returning to France in the train of the foreign occupation forces with all its inherited prejudices against commerce and industry intact. These industrialists wrote no pamphlets or political tracts, neither were they social theorists, but as the ultra-royalists increased their economic levies to do the detriment of the new bourgeoisie, who are the bourgeoisie, right? They're the captains of finance and industry. So when you have the revolution between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie, the proletariat, through their unionizing, have killed the golden goose, the industrialists, and the bankers that make the system run round. And what are they doing? They're pushing us right back into the royal family, the noble administrators, and the church. But it's going to be a new age church. It's going to be a unified church in this time period. And August Comte talks about that. So did St. Simon. Dropping down a little bit further, with these industrialists, again, wrote no pamphlets and so on, but as the ultra-royalists increased their economic levies to the detriment of the new bourgeoisie, the idea gained strength against the industrialists that instead of proffering unheeded advice to an obscurantist, hostile government, they should themselves assume direction of the state, and they did. There's transition here, major transition, St. Simon in the thick of it, all right? Positivism. Continuing, they planned with slow certainty to rid themselves of the Bourbon regime, though in a quiet, unspectacular manner, as befitted solid citizens. New defenders of the industrialists against the prerogatives of the nobility had to present their point of view in arguments disassociated from the religious question, which touched the very fabric of the social structure. It's very difficult to get in and work on those niggling belief systems. All right? Therefore, respectable liberal economists, the founders of a new science, became the favorite chief protagonists of the Restoration bourgeois. Political economy came into fashion. Political economy, all right, came into fashion. You know, you think that economists have been around forever? No. Political economy came into fashion, particularly during the financial crisis of 1817. And then look for the parallels. This is England and France. Look at the parallels in the U.S. of A. At times, the economists, now using the word, crying aloud for the supremacy of the industrialists, were too radical for the cautious men whose cause they were espousing. And often, it was difficult to convince the industrial and financial leaders that they were destined to be the lords of the age. Right? And also, we could go into proofs of a conspiracy and find that the Illuminati were some of these first economists doing this agitation. But for the most part, the doctrine of laissez-faire, stated without reference to underlying moral problems, were eminently acceptable theory for the bourgeoisie. Right? laissez-faire. Well, there's still more places that we could go with this in the closing minutes, where we can find here that this guy, Robert Mueller, is very, very important. Excerpts from How to Start a Robert Mueller School by Gloria Crook, writing this: the principal requirements to become a Robert Mueller School is to implement the World Core Curriculum. This is accomplished by fitting every academic subject into one or more of the following categories, relating the subject directly to the life of individual students, and simultaneously teaching a perspective which is inclusive of the whole, capital W, of capital E, existence, the whole of existence. And these are the highlights. Our planetary home and place in the universe. Our planetary home and place in the universe. The family of humanity. Our place in time. The miracle of individual human life. These are world core curriculum, primary focus. The curriculum was born out of Robert Mueller's 40-year experience with the United Nations, and it will be discovered that an understanding of the United Nations, its structure and purposes, will be a most rewarding factor. The UN is also a cache of innumerable resources in the implementation of World Core Curriculum, and this out of the New World Religion by Gary Carr. The scope of the curriculum will always be the same, to allow the student to see himself truly as an integral part of the cosmos. That individualism, the idea of free individual has survived as a fundamental ingredient of the American ethos. It continues to be a part of the messianic illusion that this nation can be a guide and example to the rest of the world. Here it is supposed that the individual is free in a measure unparalleled anywhere else. He is not a slave to some despot or dictator, nor is he held down by the weight of time-worn custom or the absurdities of hereditary privilege and class domination. There are no limits to what he can make of himself except of his own inadequacies and the lack of willingness to sacrifice immediate satisfactions for future prosperity. Periods of depression make temporary dents in this Horatio Alger concept, but it recovers with business revival and is still an important article of faith to the majority of our citizens. And that was, again, from Edward McNall Burns. Is it any wonder why you feel a little bit dizzy and confused these days? You don't kind of know which way is up sometimes. You don't know what cause out of this pluralistic panoply of causes to support or to reject. Many people that I talk to are quite confused on these issues. We start out so often, two of the most important questions you could ask yourself are, who are you and whose are you? Do you know? Have any idea? Ever pondered that? Whose are you these days? Are you one of these U.S. citizens? Are you a sovereign? Are you an individual? Are you a collectivist? An individualist? Well, free enterprise and free competition have long been among the sacred cows of the American individualist. They have an ingratiating sound to a people brought up on the ideas of a fair fight and no favors. Let the best man win and the devil take the hindmost. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.